Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are hoping and praying for the best, but preparing for the worst, ladies and gentlemen. And I've been saying since Saturday when I did that two-hour emergency update transmission on the designer flu story as it was really starting to become a panic, that if deaths began in the United States, then we would have an issue because it's the fast spread of this flu. It's the long incubation period. So you can't detect it, and somebody can spread it for a long time. You don't know they're sick. You don't know they have a temperature because they don't have a temperature. And I've continued to say that if deaths start in the United States, that we have to start taking this a lot more serious. I've been hoping this was hype. I've been hoping that this was going to not be a big deal because I'm right here in Texas where this stuff first broke out in the United States. And Austin, Texas, where I live, is where the first death happened. A 23-month-old baby died here in Austin, Texas, where I live. And I know a lot of people that are having respiratory problems. It is not imaginary. It's not psychosomatic. They are throwing up. They got diarrhea. They're coughing. A lot of people are sick. A lot of people that work in my office have sick family members. And, you know, Hooge, I saw him on Sunday, Paul Hartman, and he'd been in San Antonio visiting family. He didn't even really know about all this. And he came in saying, oh, sorry, you know, I couldn't come in and help you Saturday. My wife's sick. So these are people that didn't even know about this flu stuff. You know, back on Saturday, it wasn't big news, who were going, oh, yeah, my wife and kid are real sick. Now, she's at home getting better. She's getting better, right, Paul? Not like this little 23-month-old that's dead here in Austin. So I am here broadcasting from where we have the first death in the United States, they're saying. And whole schools are canceled in Texas, in New York, and other places. Hospitals are filled with people. A lot of folks are getting put on ventilators, respirators in Mexico. Clearly, the government's been covering up the full spread and extent of this. So their actions show that they're really concerned about it, but then their rhetoric shows, oh, it's no big deal, no problem. Now, let me tell you who we got coming up on the broadcast today. This is going to be quite an informative transmission. Bob Chapman, who has friends and family in Mexico and a lot of intel in Mexico, will be popping in 30 minutes. He's got some developments there he can tell you about. Larry Pratt's coming on briefly about this treaty that will ban all reloading in the United States. This is not a drill, not a joke. This is from Gun Owners of America, the second largest Second Amendment group. And I have the treaty. He's just popping in for about 10 minutes. Then Dr. Lynn Horowitz, who has put out a very powerful report that's up on Infowars.com, a text report and an audio report right now at Infowars.com. Where he details and lays out who and what he thinks is behind this. We'll be playing that audio coming up in the next segment. And then I'm going to play what Ron Paul has to say about all of this from last night to give you both views on this. But the reason I respect Horowitz, nothing I've ever heard Horowitz say has turned out to be wrong. When he talks about the history of bioweapons, the Nazis, the eugenicists, I learned a lot from him. Now, I got to say, when he gets into his kind of New Age Christianity and all of that, I'm not poo-pooing it. I just can't prove it one way or the other, and he's kind of gotten more off into that. So we haven't had him on as much in the last few years. He was on with Burmese a few weeks ago, 9 to midnight. But when he's talking about bioweapons, how they work, he's a Harvard grad. He has broken so many major stories and always been right. It blew me away. He was the first guy a week into the anthrax attack in 2001 that said it was a Fort Detrick, Maryland, weaponized, miniaturized version. The FBI was so threatened, it was in mainstream news, they visited him and tried to say he was behind it when he had no connection to Fort Detrick, trying to shut him down. Years later, it came out he was exactly right. He's fingering people. He's pointing them out. He says he knows exactly how this happened and who did it. It's powerful. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, there are confirmed cases of this strain, this designer, what appears to be a designer lab strain, popping up all over Asia, Europe, the United States, Mexico. And I had a local Austin News report that must have been incorrect. There's so much craziness going on. The death was in Houston. The death was in Houston, but there are people in Austin and San Antonio hospitals. But a lot of that, we hope, is panicking. But there has been a death. This is out of the Houston Chronicle. CDC says Texas swine flu death is first in U.S. Child died in a Houston hospital after being transported from Brownsville. The first reported death in the United States from the swine flu outbreak was that of a 23-month-old Mexico City boy who fell ill in Brownsville. We're now learning more. Just an hour ago, this was not out. Okay? Just an hour ago when I was printing these stories, they were even getting the cities wrong. So that is good news. It's not good news he's dead. It's good news because I was saying, clearly when I called Paul Watson this morning to do a story and others, that if this person died and was in the United States or came from a Mexican city that wasn't a big metropolis and that wasn't Mexico City, that this could be a race-specific bioweapon. I mean, if all you've got dying is Mexicans in the United States, in Mexico, and in other countries, then this thing is race-specific. But if you can look at Mexico City, one of the most toxic, full of dioxins and poisons, we've had medical doctors on with all the studies about how if you're already toxic, how that can allow flus that normally aren't lethal to kill you because your immune system's been destroyed by the toxic chemicals. That's why drug addicts that use dirty methamphetamine that's been produced in, you know, backroom labs that are filled with all sorts of toxins, because the drug dealers can't get the original chemicals they need to make the pure speed. Those chemicals to make the speed are a controlled substance, so people have to mix 4 or 5, 6, 7, 8 different chemicals together just to get each sub component. And so you might have 10, 20, 30, 40, depending on what recipe it is, chemicals mixed together and then improperly separated out in things, and then they call it speed. You're really just taking a bunch of under-the-sink poisons. I mean, you can spray Raid on your tongue and get high off of it. Probably hit yourself in the hammer 4 or 5 times and get a buzz. You know, I've had concussions before and felt like I was high as a kite. And you can run your head into a brick wall and get high. I'm sure as you're dying, you know, you eat some cyanide, they say you're high for 30 seconds. Reportedly, it feels pretty wild. So that's why all these people end up getting, quote, HIV-like diseases, AIDS-like diseases caused by HIV, but they test their blood and they have no HIV virus. The toxins have just killed all their white blood cells, and now a common cold will kill them. So that's what's going on, at least in the past in Mexico City. People die of the common flu by the hundreds a day in Mexico City, the common cold by hundreds a day. So they talk about 150-something dead. This is nothing. This is a hoax and pure hype, unless they're covering up the true number of deaths, because they're acting like this is the worst thing since the Spanish flu of 1918. But if their government's telling the truth, it isn't. Though it is not the flu season, it is not the cold season in Texas, and there's a bunch of people sick, and they're reporting a lot of normal flu cases, so I don't know what's going on. That's why we've got Dr. Lynn Horowitz coming up in an hour and a half. Then we've got Steve Quayle joining us for an update in the last hour today with all his latest intel and info. So, the first reported death in the United States from the swine flu outbreak was that of a 23-year-old Mexico City boy who fell ill in Brownsville and was transported for treatment to Texas Children's Hospital in Houston, where he died Monday. Now, folks, it's Wednesday, and they didn't tell us about this until this morning. In fact, this was posted at 10:46 a.m. Central Standard Time in the Houston Chronicle. This went up on Drudge 25, 30 minutes ago. It's up on Infowars.com, PrisonBlind.com right now. So this just came out. That's why there was even a wrong story here in the local news in Austin saying it was Austin. So there's a lot of panicking, a lot of freaking out going on. Dr. David Perez, director of the city's emergency medical services, said the acutely ill child was admitted to Brownsville Hospital on April 13th. Well, they just die of... That's a long time ago, folks. That's 15 days ago, 16 days ago. And immediately was rushed by medical transport to Houston. So they've known about this in Houston for close to 2 weeks. According to the Texas Department of State Health Services, so see, this kind of adds to... Maybe they know it's already spread. Maybe they know it has a long incubation, as they've admitted, 7 to 8 days. Maybe they know it is deadly. We don't know. We're going to find out, though. We're going to find out in the next week or so. Is that more and more pieces of the puzzle come into play? We'll be covering it all here. According to the Texas Department of State Health Services, the boy already had several underlying health problems. So there you go. They're always... I'm reading this as... I got this right as we went on air. We're all reading this together. So, see, like I said, run down, already sick. Was he a hemophiliac? That'll probably come out. Was he given factor VIII from Bayer? Did he live in Mexico City? Was he poor in a toxic area? According to the Texas Department of Public Health Services, the boy already had several underlying health problems before he flew to Matamoros on April 4th and crossed into Brownsville to visit relatives. The boy came down with a fever April 8th, followed by another flu-like symptom. You know, you got to love it. Whether you're Italian, German, Chinese, Spanish, it didn't matter. You came to this country, to Ellis Island. They tested you for diseases. Were you sick? You had to stay in quarantine. Not in America now. It's wide open. But if you're a U.S. citizen coming over, you're lucky if you don't get a proctology exam, you know, putting the gloves on. Because we're the cows. We're the slaves. We're the milk cows to be fed on and treated like scum. Not people with deadly flus or whatever. Perez learned of the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention confirmation of the virus before dawn this morning. Other people accompanying the child have shown no signs of illness, and the boy was not known to be sick when he crossed the border. Yeah, right. Saying he was sick, and they brought him across the border. Came down with a fever April 8th, followed by other flu-like symptoms, and he crossed the border. Those precautions include, it says, this doesn't really change the landscape here in Houston, he said. We know it's in the U.S., it's in Texas. We need to take our own personal precautions. That's why the first thing they said Sunday at the CDC and Homeland Security is, oh, it's already spread everywhere. We're not going to control the borders. But then they start saying there may be another strain in Mexico that's killing everybody, a different mutation of this and an earlier strains in the U.S. Well, if they're saying that's a possibility, why isn't that border shut? Because they won't shut it come hell or high water. The SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership, North American Union plan, that we've published and posted their own documents, is to use flu and smallpox outbreaks to create a contiguous border from Alaska through Canada, through the United States to Mexico, with its border with Central America, with Guatemala. They're going to use this crisis to set this up. We're already under UN control. The UN Secretary General bragged yesterday that we're at level 4 and that the U.S. and Mexico are following World Health Organization orders. Those precautions include hand washing, covering coughs or sneezes, and contacting a physician upon detection of flu-like symptoms such as fever, body aches, nausea, and upset stomach, he said. Mayor Bill White said today, it should come as no surprise that severely ill people are transported to a city with some of the most outstanding medical facilities in the world. That does not mean that Houston is somehow an epicenter of the swine flu. Yeah, we were all arguing around the office where we thought it would first have deaths. I'm on record. I said I thought it would be Houston. I said, I think it'll be Houston where it first pops up. There still have been no reported Houston area cases of the disease, which is thought to have begun in Mexico, but is being detected around the globe. However, Houston Department of Health and Human Services spokesman Kathy Barton said this will likely change. We expect to see confirmations the next few days, as does the rest of the country. Yeah, it's spread everywhere. Let's go ahead and start with Ron Paul into the break. He said this last night before there had been a confirmed death, but I hope he's right, and I tend to lean towards what he's saying, but we'll get the views of Steve Quayle, Dr. Lynn Horowitz, and others today. Let's go ahead and go to this tape of Ron Paul last night. This is up on Infowars.com.
Looks like our government's getting us pretty upset and concerned about the swine flu. This is interesting to me, not only for political reasons, but also as a physician. It makes me think back to 1976, the first year I served in the Congress. We had a vote on the swine flu. Back then, there was a panic, and they said it was going to sweep the nation, and they rapidly came up with some flu shots, and the government was going to inoculate everybody and save the world from this disaster. And I remember there were two votes against it, myself and Larry McDonald, another physician. It turned out, though, that our instincts were correct. Not only did we object to it because we didn't think the government should be in the medical business and making these medical decisions, but it turned out that the instincts were absolutely right because the flu came and the flu went and one person died, except for those individuals who died from getting the flu vaccine. And over 25 people died just from getting the vaccine, and many got ill from it until finally they had to suspend the whole program. But here we are once again, the swine flu coming up, and everybody's panicking. And this is not to downplay the seriousness. Some people have died, and some people might die yet. We have had no deaths in this country, but there are 7 or 8 cases up in New York. None have even been hospitalized. And yet it's practically like we've been attacked by nuclear weapons. I mean, press conference over the weekend, prime item for the Department of Homeland Security. How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business? You know, it just is totally, totally out of control on what they think we should do. But, you know, trying to put this in a perspective, I checked to find out how many cases of tuberculosis we had last year.
We had about 13,000 cases of tuberculosis. Now, that's a serious disease.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 29th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $898. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $924.12, $462.06 for a half ounce, or $231.03 for the quarter ounce. That's $924.12, $462.06, and $231.03.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Boy, this is fitting news. Fitting song for the stuff going on.
There's a man going around taking names. And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up.
Yeah, those of you that serve the dark
and
god,
the terror in each sip. And
you serve the weak God.
Will you partake of that last offered cup?
We worship the God that creates life and the universe and all that is good.
When the man comes,
that's who I'm with. What about you?
Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree.
All right, let's go ahead and go back to Congressman Ron Paul. Then I've got the economic news. There is no doubt whether this is a serious pandemic or not, that they are using it as a political distraction. The economic numbers just came in, and it's worse and moving quicker than even I had thought. So that's the guaranteed devastation that's happening. Meanwhile, Obama's meant to radiate confidence and happiness with all the smiling and the giddiness, and he starts laughing and giggling in all interviews, and it's all bubbly. It's acting. And the interviewer from 60 Minutes says, "Are you drunk? Are you punch drunk?" It's all an act to make it look like to all the natives, the American people, that everything's calm, everything's fine. Just go about your business. Obama's up there acting like he's sitting in his easy chair, you know, in the sun drinking a Corona while everything collapses and burns behind him. And they go, "But look, you know, the head bird that you ever notice how there's one bird and a flock of birds, all the other birds watch. And if that bird flies and takes off, they all do. But if one of the lesser birds does, they don't." That's how humans operate. It's how wolves operate. It's how a lot of creatures operate. We're all watching Obama. Well, he says it's fine. It must be. The bankers love me. Here's Ron Paul getting into what he thinks is going on with the flu.
About 13,000 cases of tuberculosis. Now, that's a serious disease. And also, the last time they recorded the number of deaths in this country was in 06, and there were 644 deaths from tuberculosis. Now, I hate to even bring that subject up to try to put this in a proper perspective, because maybe tomorrow they're going to quarantine everybody in the world coming into this country to watch out for tuberculosis. And all these things are very serious. The big question is, does a bigger government always solve these problems? They usually make things much worse. So all I'm asking people to do is step back and think for a minute rather than rushing and panicking and taking advantage of opportunities like this. This is what happens, whether they're economic problems or medical problems. The people who love big governments take advantage of this. And in the Department of Homeland Security, she's really not acting outside the prerogatives of that department. And one of the reasons I voted against it, it's an open door invitation to deal with medical problems. And, of course, the way I see medical care in this country is deteriorating and the costs are skyrocketing, mainly because we have had central economic planning in medicine now for 30-some years. It hasn't worked very well, so now we're about to embark on socialized medicine. But I just don't think that we need the government in this manner dealing with this problem in a hysterical manner. We ought to just sit back and think about it for a minute, and maybe we'll come to our senses. But certainly it isn't a responsibility of the Department of Homeland Security, even though technically they might have the authority. That, to me, is not something that should be turned over to that department. That is the medical care of this country.
All right, that's Congressman Ron Paul before there had been a confirmed death in Houston, Texas, at a medical center of a Mexican national, a 23-month-old Mexican national who was brought in to Texas back on April 8th, brought into a hospital in Brownsville, Texas, and on the border, and then taken to Houston, and then died there, confirmed of this new mutagen flu that's got pig, human, and bird in it. All the experts, medical doctors we've talked to, call it designer. Every piece of evidence shows that. It's popped up out of season in the wrong hemisphere. It just, all the evidence points towards manufactured. But the big news is economic. We'll tell you about that briefly. when we come back. And Bob Chapman's got a lot of intel of what's going on in Mexico because he's got friends and family that work down there. We'll get a report from Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Times are tough right now and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting. Even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
We have a jam-packed transmission for you today. Bob Chapman with us for about 15 minutes. He's got family in Mexico and business associates, and he's been talking to them in detail. We've been having callers on from Mexico City. In fact, that's the only open lines we've got is people in Houston that may know this dead child, people in Brownsville, people in other areas that are flu-affected. If you have an eyewitness report, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Then we have Larry Pratt joining us for about 15 minutes in the next hour. Quick report, because there is bona fide, hardcore, massive gun control introduced, but as we told you, it's bypassing the legislative system in Congress. It is a treaty. Wait till you hear about this with the Director of Gunners of America, Larry Pratt. Then Dr. Lynn Horowitz will be joining us with amazing developments and information. Then Steve Quayle. That is a jam-packed transmission. Now, next hour we'll have some open phones because, again, Larry Pratt's only on with us for about 15 minutes. And then we will take calls and cover all the news as this develops. Confirmed death in Houston. But first, when I saw it this morning, it said the death was in Austin, Texas. That was in mainstream news. Then about 30 minutes before airtime, That's the time stamp on this. The Houston Chronicle is actually time stamped 14 minutes before airtime, 10:46 a.m. Central Standard Time. They said, no, it's Houston, and all the details came out. First, the CDC and the Texas Health Department had just said there was a death in Texas in Austin, and they wouldn't say it was a boy or a girl. Now they have said specifically, 23-month-old Mexican national boy from Mexico City. Now, again, we're hoping it's not race-specific, because if it continues to just kill Mexicans, even in small, healthy towns with well-to-do people, as is happening, and then it doesn't kill any gringos, blacks or whites, here in the United States, we got a problem. Because then you know it's designer. Race specifics are almost always designer. They say that it might, I've been reading up on it, might be able to occur in nature. You know, there's some breeds of wolves, some breeds of pigs, some breeds of skunk that are more successful, just varieties. You know, that is, you can breed a certain variety of, say, skunk that's in the Florida Everglades that is more susceptible to, different diseases than a skunk you could breed it with from upstate New York. It's a different variety, though, kind of like there's, six or seven varieties of wolves in the U.S., five or six varieties, for some reason it's the same number. You know, they argue, is this really a different variety or is that? But six or seven different varieties of mountain lion, puma, wildcat, you know, all the different names for it. But there's a tiny one in the Florida Everglades, only about 60 pounds, versus biggins in West Texas. They're also in East Texas, but the biggest ones are in West Texas and South Texas, Big Bend, you know, that get up to 190 pounds, 200 pounds, 220 pounds that attack people. The variety in California. I'm already digressing into this. It's interesting. The issue here is this: if this is race specific, if it only kills Hispanics, and that's what it looks like it's doing, then we got a problem. But you have to look at all the environmental factors. One of the dirtiest, most toxic cities. I mean, I've seen documentaries and federal reports and the video of it. For some reason, the Travis County was airing on its cable channel about 12 years ago. I'll never forget seeing it. A documentary done by a county worker down there where it showed a third of the children born with this disorder with no brain, or it's a tiny brain. They're just vegetables. They're born total vegetables because of all the toxic waste. And when I say all, I mean the majority of it is dumped in Mexico City from North America. Mexico takes it. They're so corrupt. They just put it in giant open landfills, and the people live in and around the landfills, and it seeps into the water table, and they get it out of the well water, city water. And they can't afford anything else. The documentary showed how an hour or two a day, water will come out of the faucet, and they all fight with jugs to get the water. And you test it, it's total toxic waste, and the mothers drink this. 30-plus million people in Mexico City. I digress in Bob's holding. And it said he had underlying health issues. They're not saying what. He was from Mexico City. Now, if there are deaths in the United States of healthy Mexican-Americans, we are in a crisis. And I'm just praying and hoping that doesn't happen. So we'll break all that down with Dr. Horowitz and many others coming up, and Steve Quayle. Right now, Bob Chapman, who's got contacts in Mexico, and he can tell us what's going on in Mexico. Bob Chapman, thank you for coming on.
You're welcome. Nice to be here again. And what we've been able to find out is that the president of Mexico, Mr. Calderon, and those around him, they decided to implement what amounts to is martial law in regard to the disease which has appeared in and around Mexico City. And but not too much in the outlying areas, although schools are being closed over most of the country, and people are being told that they shouldn't congregate, they shouldn't get together in groups.
Yeah, for those that, I mean, here's the specifics. All eateries, all restaurants that were ordered closed yesterday, all schools were ordered closed on Monday. Are people following those orders in Mexico?
The schools are. The restaurants are not. Restaurants are open all over the country. In the soccer games that they had over the weekend, some cities allowed people to attend that didn't have any experience with the disease. In big cities, such as Monterey and Guadalajara, and Mexico City, the games were played with nobody in the stands. And meetings are being called off, et cetera. But the only thing that I understand is open, are restaurants. And, I'm sure some of them are closed, but, they mentioned to me that they went out to eat last night, so, and people are running around with masks on, and, you know, masks aren't very effective, unless you happen to cough and spittle, comes out of your mouth. Other than that, they're not going to keep you from catching anything.
Well, the regular mask, I've talked to medical doctors, they say it helps a little bit if you're constantly changing them every few hours. Every time you go out, and if you get around people, you've got to instantly take the mask off, put a new one on, because all they're good at is catching the spittle or mucus from a sneeze or a cough in the layer. But then as that dehydrates, then the virus goes ahead and gets pulled on in through by your respiration into your nose or mouth. Now, they do have the nano mask and goggles. They say that would reduce it by around 90%, but most people don't have those. You do see the health workers in the U.S. and others actually wearing those now. Basically, they're glorified you know, gas masks, and some of them are a hybrid in between a regular mask and a gas mask or a respirator. But you're absolutely right. I mean, if you're not changing these every time you go in another store or around people, it's worthless. If you have a truckload of them and you're constantly, you know, wearing them, it gives you some protection.
Well, I think, you know, this the discussion in Mexico among the people I talked to about this race-specific aspect. But my question is, if they have found cases in New Zealand and Israel and Scotland and other places, are they with Latinos in those areas?
Well, no, see, it's not killing them. And with most race specifics, as you know, Bob, it will make all Homo sapiens sick. It just won't kill them, or won't kill them as often. So,
well, you know, as you said earlier, I hope to God this is not race specific, but there's no question this was made up in a laboratory by the U.S. government or someone in contact with them. And they're doing some experimenting for a whole bunch of reasons.
Well, they admit they've made these exact type of splices in thousands of major labs, not hundreds. There's thousands of these labs that are doing these type of experiments. Ron Paul said yesterday that he thinks it's hype. And when he was first elected to his first term, then he got kicked out and came back to Congress. I read his quotes yesterday. In fact, here's this quote. Ron Paul warned swine flu scare will be used as precedent for more big government. And Steve Watson did a story on Infowars.net on this where he has the quotes from Ron Paul where he was saying in 76, this is nothing but fear-mongering and is going to be used to basically sell people on taking a dangerous vaccine. And it was as if he was prophetic. He predicted that with great, great precision. This story is up on Infowars.com, PrisonWanted.com right now. Ron Paul warns of a swine flu scare. And in fact, that was published in a book saying this was nothing but the government fear-mongering to sell vaccines and antiviral drugs. And Ron Paul said in a speech we just played earlier that it turned out his instincts were correct. So was Larry McDonald's, who also predicted that at the time. Ron Paul described.
Yeah, I knew Larry.
He described it, Ron Paul did in 76, as a shocking misuse of funds and an evil political maneuver, blatant advertising effort to panic the public into taking swine flu shots. And he said it will fail. And it did fail. Oh, yeah, you knew Larry McDonald. You've been an icon in the He was the head of the John Birch Society, a Democratic congressman from Georgia. They clearly killed him on Flight 007, where his plane suddenly got canceled. He had to get on this other one. Tell folks about that.
Well, Hélène de Berryer, who's a good friend of myself, and Gary Allen in particular. In fact, I used to go and visit Hilaire when he was living in Monaco, and he was quite a character.
Larry McDonald?
Hilaire de Berryer. But the reason I bring him up is he was a foreign policy advisor for Larry. And he told me the story and about what happened, which you just briefly explained. And Larry was a marked man. There was no question. He was coming out with too many things, and he had a lot of visibility. And
he was gaining momentum. He was gaining momentum and really leading the charge against the New World Order and going on TV and exposing everything.
Now, that's correct. And he was a very charismatic speaker, a very handsome man, and very confident. And I had a long talk with him in, of all places, San Jose, Costa Rica, about a year before he got killed, and we talked about Hilaire, who he knew jointly. And but anybody who gets close to that sort of thing is marked. Somebody sent me and it's going to be in today's issue, which they're preparing right now, of the International Forecaster. And I didn't know about this, but I know Eustace Mullins quite well. In fact, I met him the same year I met Ed Griffith and Gary Allen and all of those fellows. And he had wrote a book about these inoculations or taking shots.
Oh, yeah, Mullins. I've interviewed him about that. He wrote a book detailing it all.
That's right. And then it was sent to me this morning, the page, where the medical authorities admitted in the Boston Globe, which still exists, during the flu epidemic of 1918, that this had been an experiment with inoculations of men in the Navy who were in Boston who contracted this Spanish flu, as it was known.
Oh, yeah, it broke out on the on the Army and Naval bases with the returning troops who had been inoculated. They were testing a bioweapon on them, and so did the 76. These people never stop. They never end.
Well, it's good for people to read that, and I got it in the Forecaster, and you should pick it up for InfoWars, too.
Yeah, as soon as it comes out, we'll have it posted.
It proves what evil, evil people these are. And what really makes me mad about this is my grandfather died in that epidemic.
Oh, really?
And my father barely lived. And, of course, he lived on to produce me and ultimately got Parkinson's disease because of his survival and exposure to the Spanish flu.
Right. For those that don't know, it's a fact. This type of flu, the type that popped up in 76 and 1918, attacks the brain. So even if you survive it, it causes major degenerative diseases, not just in the brain, but all major nerve ganglias like the spine. Go ahead.
Well, being the offspring of my father, now you can understand why I am the way I am.
Did your dad know about this?
A joke. Pardon me?
Did your dad know about this?
No. No, he spent, probably 25 years as a Parkinson victim, and he was on L-DOPA, which, had him out of his head half the time. And my mother's loving care kept him alive for years. She wouldn't allow him to be put into any kind of an institution. And it was just a wonderful act of love. But all of this should have never happened had our government not been doing what they were doing in the early 19s. And, so what are we saying here? Government has been up to this sort of thing for years and years and years.
You're right. I mean, they've been caught over and over and over and over and over and over, putting troops in chambers, nerve gassing U.S. troops to death, putting out Homeland Security report saying veterans are the number one threat, and Homeland Security is really set up for you. We kept telling you that, and now it's admitted. And that gun owners are bad. These are eugenicist criminals who openly say they want to get rid of you. They've been caught with, you know, all the classic stuff, Tuskegee, all of it. When are we going to wake up? You know, that's why out of the gates we say this could be the government if they keep grandstanding and hyping. And even if it is just a mild flu, they're hyping it, using it to get control. And, Bob, that's what I want to talk to you about in the final segment. Because the real news here for me is what this is causing as a distraction from horrible economic numbers. For those that don't know, the last quarter had a 4.9% annual expected drop. The last quarter now just came out today, 6.3% decline in the last quarter, because, you know, this thing's always 6 months behind, so we're now getting it for the last quarter last year. I mean, this is unbelievable. China is basically dumping most of its dollars right now to buy hard assets, gold, copper, and U.S. companies. So they're moving to dump the dollar. Just layoffs are exploding faster than we even thought. Meanwhile, nobody's even talking about that. As we go into free fall, they're talking about this stupid flu. We'll do 5 minutes with Bob Chapman on the economy. Then Larry Pratt pops in with draconian gun control news. Stay with us.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Governor Rick Perry just minutes ago declared a swine flu state of disaster, an emergency in Texas. So whether this is a real crisis or not, they are certainly using it and making it one. One death in Houston of a Mexican national, 23 months old boy, brought in to Brownsville, already sick, then brought in weeks ago, back on April 14th, he was brought to the hospital, died this morning, and they are just way overhyping us. They are clearly using this for control. The UN says they're at level 4. They may go to level 5. The World Health Organization is in control of the federal government in Mexico, openly ordering them around through treaties. They're taking their lead, and so we're now under the control. We need to do an article on that because it's on record. The UN Secretary General announced it yesterday, under UN control, under the SPP agreements. And the state is just using this, and now we're not talking about the economy, so more details on this coming up in the next segment. Then Larry Pratt pops in. In closing, Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com, our sites are infowars.com, prisonplanet.com. We'll link up to that latest report you put out as soon as you do. Bob, the economic numbers quickly coming in, am I right to say this is worse than we were even thinking? I mean, this is an incredible last quarter decline of 6.3%. That is a massive plunge, is it not?
Well, it matches up the fourth quarter of last year, and they were looking for 5%, and of course they didn't get it. That's a minus 5. And I thought that, quite frankly, we might get a minus, you know, 5.5%, maybe even 5. And as we go out into the stimulus package, there'll still be deterioration, but we could inch down to toward the end of the year to perhaps minus 4.
So it's kind of like putting paint on a rotten house. To interrupt, to get the numbers out, the U.S. economy contracted a surprisingly sharp 6.1% rate in the first quarter, matching last quarter's, to be specific, 6.3. Now, to put that in context, they're saying if Russia slows from a 6% growth to a 4.5%, that means depression. If China goes from a 10% to below a 7%, they're saying depression. We're talking about negative drops here. Go ahead.
Well, the answer is obvious. We are in depression. We went into depression around February the 1st after being in recession for 2 years.
And now we're not talking about that, though. We're talking about the bird flu. We're talking about the pig flu.
Well, that's right. This is the cover, which you've explained. This is to distract people and also to control them. And, of course, you know very well that Mr. Perry is an Illuminist, and he's going to do whatever he's told to do in relation. And it's interesting that Texas happened to be the first state that calls this national emergency, and I'm sure that we'll have more of them. It is all just smoke and mirrors. It's to control Americans' thinking. It's to get them to take shots, Mr. Rumsfeld richer, and it the whole thing stinks.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Again, this is a fast-moving news story here, ladies and gentlemen. We're bringing you all the latest facets of this as it all unfolds. Bob Chapman, anything else?
No, I expect the market's topping out again, and gold is up today, and that's good. And I think we're coming to the end of this upward correction in the market, and I wouldn't be long the market except gold and silver stocks. And we've told our people who want to and can to short a number of issues. That means you're betting that they're going to go down. And I think this is another piece, this flu epidemic, so to speak, is another piece of action by desperate people.
Absolutely.
After them,
Bob, stay there. We got a break.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.